The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Kieran Cuddihy coming to you live today, leg one of News Talk's summer tour. And it gives us great, great pleasure to be broadcasting leg one of the summer tour from the beautiful surrounds of Castle Marta Resort and Spa. It is absolutely fabulous little corner of the world. If you've never been here, you should remedy that. Gorgeous weather as well, which helps, of course. And people will know, people who know this part of the world and know Castle Marta well, know it is home to a restaurant with not one, but two Michelin stars, Tear, and it gives me a great pleasure to welcome to the show Gabrielle Scanina, who is the restaurant manager. Gabrielle, thank you very, very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, so when people arrive, this is the first room they arrive into, is it? Where are we?
Welcome to the Tear Salon. So this is where we start. So guests can start for a pre-drink here, and then we'll go to the chef table after that.
So it's a beautiful room, and we have our barman up here. Let's make our way up towards the bar. So how long would people generally spend in this part, in the salon?
It's up to them, if they prefer to have a pre-drink or if they prefer to go straight to start the experience. So it's up to the guests, we usually ask.
What do we have here?
So this is our big guns.
Yeah, okay.
So this is after dinner drinks. You know, this is our signature. You find here the rose, which is Armagnacs.
Okay.
Like a kind of brandy.
Yeah. And this is what people are having after dinner.
Yes, that's what we suggest, yeah. And Massamiel. Massamiel is a fortified wine. You know, a bit like a port.
Okay.
Beautiful, from the south of France, from the 69. You see, they have a little age.
So if I came in here now, imagine I was coming in here this evening now. Nice summer day. It's June, bright sunny weather. And I said, I'm in your hands. What drink would you recommend now before dinner?
So, of course, you know, one of our first choice is champagne. If you like, we give you a little taste. What do you think?
Yeah, we can manage a little taste of champagne. I'll hang around for a little long afterwards.
Yeah, Juan, our sommelier, will serve a little champagne. So that's one of our first suggestions also, because if you're going to bring it on the chef table to enjoy with the snacks, for us, the recommendation is champagne or white wine, which will go very well with the snacks.
Absolutely.
Why not? Guests, they can decide to also go for a red wine or a nice cocktail. You know, we have few beer options also, yeah.
Yeah, so. Okay. Well, it looks great. This is brilliant. I didn't realize I was going to get a bit of champagne out of this. But, you know, listen, when in Rome, as they say, when in Rome, cheers to Killian and Claire and all the production team who are with me, who are watching me drink the champagne. Gabrielle, that is delicious.
You see, like...
Absolutely lovely. So, like I say, this is a gorgeous room, and people spend as much time here as they want. Then it's into the chef's table. Is that right?
Next stage.
Next stage.
Chapter.
I look forward to it. Let's move.
And then we'll come into our preservation corridor.
Okay.
You know, a little display of the ingredients most that we use have been using, and we give a little speech to the guests. You know, just to have an introduction. And then I'll show chef collection, the Michelin guide collection.
Wow,
you know,
and the Michelin stars.
Yeah, start to collect with the 1984, because it's a date of birth. 75 was a gift from one of our guests.
Okay.
Which was very special for him, because he told us the story that there were already three Michelin stars in Ireland, and they were all in County Cork.
Yes.
So it was very, very important for him.
So listen, this is, as we say, we're in the preservation corridor, onwards to the chef's table. Is that the plan?
Next stage.
All right, let's go.
Voila.
Welcome!
Wow, look at this. This is absolutely amazing. So right, talk me through, Gabrielle. What are we experiencing here?
So, what we usually do, we'll bring it to the chef table to start the snacks, and then we'll bring it to the ingredient display. So you'll have a better understanding of the whole experience of the ingredients and dishes. Usually it's Shauna here, which is in charge of that. So if you wish, I'll leave you with Shauna, and we'll tell you about a little bit about all the ingredients we usually use, or at the moment we use.
All right, Gabrielle, listen, thank you very much for the tour so far. So Shauna is with us now. Shauna, I might hand you that microphone.
No,
we've had the music turned down. I understand it's almost nightclub levels of music most of the time. Is that right?
Yeah, it's to create an atmosphere for a guest, so it can be quite loud, but I think it's very cool, to be honest.
Well, listen, before we talk about any of this, tell us about the prize you recently won.
I won Young Chef of the Year with Your Talks, so I won that recently in November, and it was amazing. So it was my second year running in the competition, but In the second year, I definitely was much stronger than the first year. So, and I also had an amazing team, and Castle Martin Resort were very, very good to be behind me and back me. So I'm very grateful for that.
Well, listen, congratulations. A great, great honor. So listen, talk me through then kind of what happens from this point on in the Tair experience.
Yeah. So you'll start over there on the chef's table and you'll have your first few snacks, and then you'll come over to the chef's the box. This is just an ingredients display. It's interactive with the guests, so we'll talk through all the ingredients you can see here.
Yeah.
We'll give a little bit of information about where they're from, the supplier, or what dish they're on. And we'll actually serve them some snacks. We actually have some snacks for you here today.
Oh,
ourselves.
Wow. Okay. Amazing. That's a real honor. So are these guys local?
Yeah. So we have local Ballycotton.
Sorry, I should appreciate this is actually radio, so I should say I'm pointing at a lobster and crab here. These guys, not pointing at members of the staff. These lads local.
Yeah, so we have we've some Ballycotton bluetail lobster here, some stone crab from Ballycotton. We have a Goatsbridge trout roe and trout we use.
Oh, yeah, from Kilkenny.
Yes, from County Kilkenny.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
We get in there somewhere.
We have a few ingredients from our very own garden. We have some strawberries and some rhubarb, and we also have honey from our very own hives here.
Oh, that's from your own beehives on the grounds.
Just across from the lake there from the hotel. So we're very lucky to have that on the grounds. It's amazing material to work with. So
Shauna, what's it like working in a restaurant with two Michelin stars?
It can be very challenging, but also very rewarding. You're expected to give a lot and it's very demanding, but it can also, as I said, it's very rewarding when you see the guests' face light up and see them eating the snacks and just hearing the feedback. It makes it all worthwhile. So
I guess there was probably a period of time where everybody, when they imagined what it was like, they just thought of kind of Gordon Ramsay and Kitchen Nightmares and things, but more recently probably people think of The Bear and stuff like that. Is that what people talk to you about?
Yeah, The Bear is actually a very good show to show hospitality. Side the Gordon Ramsay style of management is kind of dying out as it's,
is it? That old-fashioned style is kind of gone.
Mainly anyway, as far as I've worked, you'll still get corrected, but that's only chef doing his job and keeping the standards up.
So what do we have here now in front of us?
We have a Parmesan cheese biscuit. Inside we have a whiskey and Parmesan custard, so the whiskey is from Middleton, just very local to us.
Oh, yes.
On top, it's brushed with a smoked egg yolk and fennel seeds. Okay?
Okay. Mm. Oh. That's delicious.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of cheese anyway, so it's a winner for me.
So am I, but there's a kind of a sharpness in it. Is that the fennel or is
that
the whiskey?
That would be the whiskey.
The whiskey. Yeah, okay. That is really nice. So that's the cheese. Oh, I see it's here in front of the cheese biscuit. Yeah.
So
that is so good.
The boys have a few more snacks for you prepared as well.
So how long have you been working here, Shauna?
I've been working a little bit over a year now. So I came here just in April of last year.
Yeah.
So just over a year. But it's by far my favorite restaurant I've worked in, especially the fact that it's open kitchen as well. We get to actually see our guests and interact, which is something that I haven't done before as well.
And do people generally, are they kind of overall just letting you lead the way, or do they have many questions, or maybe it varies from guest to guest?
Yeah, it depends on the guest. Some people are more interested in the ingredients display and interacting with the staff a lot more than others. Like we have some guests and they'll spend 15 minutes on the box just asking you questions because they're so intrigued, and then other people are just happy to go along with whatever you tell them.
Yeah, okay. And would you get, because of the two Michelin stars, I guess, and you're on those kind of lofty heights, do you get many other professionals coming along, like chefs?
Yeah, we'd get a good few chefs.
Do they ever pretend not to be chefs? But
no,
from the questions they ask.
Go on,
I bet you it happens, Shauna.
The odd time, you'll get a chef that will out themselves, but they'll be like a more relaxed level of dining. But we also get in other Michelin star restaurant chefs, you know, probably checking out the competition. So.
Oh yeah. Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We have another
What's
snack
this?
For you here now. So
this
we have teardrop
peas
from Spain. Underneath that, we have house-made ricotta with fresh finger lime in a blonde beer casing. Please enjoy.
It's warm. I wasn't expecting that. Sorry.
Yeah, so these are actually smoked over the ambers in-house. And these are actually a very special key. They're individually handpicked in Spain, so they're very special.
Aren't they lovely? There's lovely texture off them. I like the ricotta though as well, I have to say. Like you. So that is really, like, you mentioned, say, the ballycotton, that the crab and the blue tail lobster and everything else, and you've got your honey from the grounds. That there is a real emphasis here on, like, as local as possible. Like, as kind of, I joked about kind of Max Kerwin and her Goldsbridge. I mean, that's as far as you're going, and it's only an hour and a half, 2 hours up the road.
Yeah, so we do import a small amount of ingredients from Asia, as we are a Japanese style restaurant, so to say. So, like, say our Wagyu, we get from Asia. There is Irish Wagyu, but it's not the same quality as Japanese at the moment. So.
And the Irish Wagyu, is that just because, like, it's kind of in its infancy here, maybe, to a degree?
It's very young, and also a lot of the Wagyu that's Irish Wagyu is crossbred with an Irish breed, like a Hereford or something like that. So slightly different. So, like, the Wagyu beef that we get is from a Wagyu breed of cow.
Oh, right,
so
okay,
the Irish,
yeah.
It still has, like, good flavour and stuff, but when we're working with A5, it's very hard to get that marbling and that consistency here in Ireland. Whereas when we get it from Japan, they've been doing this for years, so they're pros at it.
So what do we have here now in front of us?
So we have ballycotton blue tail lobster in a rhubarb casing with shavings of Irish horseradish, lemon cream, fried leeks, and herbs from our garden. This is by far my favorite snack, I think. It's very fresh.
Oh, the lobster's delicious.
Yeah.
Really, really good. What's this on top?
So these are, it's an angel hair leek, so it's extremely, extremely fine cut leeks that have been fried to give some texture.
Yeah, the crunch is lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I'm with you. That lobster is absolutely divine. It's great. All right. Well, listen, Shauna Murphy is her name. Keep an eye out for that name in the future. Shauna, listen, that was a real, real pleasure. So thanks a million for chatting to us.
You're very welcome.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.